Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. That was your DNA set to music. It is absolutely wonderful to have you back on this day of experiment when I'm holding my breath trying to see what's going to happen here. I'm trying to put some things up for you. This is Sound Health Options. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards. This is Blog Talk Radio. And I'm totally befuddled today as I'm trying to share and do everything here at once on this show. We're doing this as an experiment and trying to help you see what is going on at the same time. And I'm punching buttons here quick as I can, trying to see what is really going on here. There are many of you on the WebEx site with us, so you can actually watch what is going on with this show. We've had so many questions that we couldn't answer because people would say, well, I can't really understand, I can't really see what you're saying. So we decided to put this up, and if any of you want to be online with us so that you can see what we're talking about, and we're going to do some exciting things like talk about allergies and give you information about weight loss and things like that, that you can look at and use with this nano voice. So on the description that we sent you about the show, there is a link. It said, if you want to join us, go to this link. Now, you may have to cut and paste it. I think some people did as we were talking before the show. But you should be able to jump in and see exactly what's going on, either from the invitation or go to the chat session, the chat part of Blog Talk Radio, and I have posted it there as well. And there's articles there. The call-in number, 347-850-1407, because we are going to welcome callers as we talk about different things going on today. And we're going to try to answer some callers, listeners. We're going to try to answer some listeners' questions that we've not been able to talk about before. So I would also invite you to send me your questions at sherryonair@gmail.com, S-H-A-R-R-Y, onair@gmail.com. So I'm going to try to monitor all of these boards at once. For those of you who are with us on WebEx, I have a new note correlate chart for you with the notes, musical notes, C, C sharp, and so forth, and what they mean. It's up on the site right now, and if you want to go to File and just save as or close or print or whatever, I think you can grab this. It's going to be an experiment. You can grab it and put it on your desktop and have it for you to use. We're brought to you today and every day that we're on by Sound Health. It's a research center in Albany, Ohio, kind of in the middle of nowhere. But from one of the listeners' questions, I found out that we have a depleted uranium plant very near us, and that concerns me. So that was one of the questions we're going to answer today, too. Okay, now that you've downloaded that note correlate chart, I'm going to skip over to another article that we're going to talk about today about the WHO scandal. The WHO, World Health Organization, they have found out that some of the higher-ups in the World Health Organization have very close ties to the vaccine industry and were possibly getting kickbacks from the billions of dollars that were made from that swine flu scare that they tried to do. Many of you have microphones, so if you want to open your microphone and talk to me, you can do that. Also, if you have called in and want to talk, remember that you have to, I think you have to push 1 if you're going to call in and try to talk. We have some people here on chat. We have some people who've called in on the switchboard. The chat people, Talk to Me Guy is there. There's articles that he always puts up for us, and he puts the address of where he puts them in a Dropbox, and that Dropbox is drop.io/nanovoice, N-A-N-O, voice. So drop, you know, drop something, .io/nanovoice. And there's several articles there for the show. There's reminders about archives and that kind of thing. I'm supposed to tell you that this is June 6, 2010. I forgot to do that. Didn't check it off on my little list here. And we certainly am happy to see all of these people. There's 16 people online with us watching what's going on, and that's just absolutely incredible. I'm going to share. Nope. I punched the wrong button. I want to share my desktop so that you guys can see what we're going to talk about as we go along. So congratulations for those who were able to join us. What you're looking at is the Nano Voice that I hope all of you have downloaded by now. Nano, N-A-N-O, voice.org, and we're going to play with that a little bit today as we try to answer some questions. You'll see that this is a blue rectangular shape, and it looks like I am going to have to make it smaller for people to be able to see everything that's going on. I don't see how to make it smaller. Well, there it goes. I got the bottom piece off of it. So it is 12 vertical columns with, at the bottom, notes of C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E, F, F sharp, G, G sharp, A sharp, and B. So as we go through looking at some of these questions, we'll be able to answer some questions using this profile. And, boy, I don't know where to start with the questions. There's several coming in. Update on the Guardian. Some of you are having trouble using the software that we've provided to you. One, it doesn't work well with Apple, so there is a special paper that you have to download with Apple, special instructions they have to know about. And if you don't have Microsoft Word, and particularly Excel, and I think you can download an Excel reader, but you have to have Excel to be doing these reports. And the other thing is people are having a problem with the 64 Microsoft system. 64 is a joke, and Microsoft knew it. It's got so many problems with it, and trying to run software is just kind of nuts. We've tried to devise some workarounds, but we're still having lots of trouble with that. Let's go to mail first before we go looking at some of the questions people sent in. It's kind of all together. This is one of the articles that we put up. Food Holds the Ultimate Leverage, Part 2. And this is by Hesh Goldstein. And it was sent to us by somebody called Zantolin. And I think she got it from Natural News, from Mike Adams. And it's about just starting a little tomato garden that during the Depression, when they were trying to take, there was nothing available, that people were able to stay alive because they had friends who had gardens in their backyard or wherever. Now they're trying to stop that because they've modified the seeds. They want to fine you for having a garden. They want to fine you for giving away the stuff from your garden, eating out of your own garden, sharing it with your neighbors. And so this article talks about some of that, and the other article to go with it we gave you last week, and it was about the government trying to make a law against you having a government or a garden. So this particular article is called Food Holds the Ultimate Leverage. And I'm not sure where it is in your downloads. But I bet if you would go to naturalnews.com and then the article Food Holds the Ultimate Leverage, L-E-V-E-R-A-G-E, and you can find it. If it's not up here, Talk to Me Guy is usually way ahead of me, and he goes in and finds the articles that I'm talking about. And he puts them up for people. Other articles. Nancy sent us a couple of articles that I thought were really incredible. One is about sound blasting chips for on-the-spot forensics. So these people are finally catching up with us, and they're using sound for other things. You know, what we do here at Sound Health is beyond the secret, because we can tell you what your real intentions are, not just what you think your intentions are. We can go beyond the field that Lynn McTaggart is talking about, because she says the body has a field, we just don't understand it. Well, we understand it. We've been using it for years. And then along comes Beyond the Matrix, and it also talks about that field and how they don't understand how to control it. Mikhail Kaku, in his stuff about string theory, says, we know that this is DNA, but we don't know how to control it. We don't know how to do the DNA. Well, that's what we've done here at our research center. And I think people see this as either so far above what they're doing, so far advanced that they can't get their head around it, or they don't want to see what it is. They don't want to think that a little peon kind of person with no help from the government or anybody else, or I shouldn't say anybody else, we've got a lot of people supporting us, but I really meant the Mayo Clinic and the Duke University and all those kinds of things, that the government is so egotistical, or these large corporations are so egotistical, that they're thinking nobody could have done something without them. Well, surprise, surprise, we already have those answers. We're already working on those answers, and they're just trying to catch up with us. So I like it that Nancy B., sent us these couple of articles, Sound Blasting Chips for On-the-Spot Forensics, and it looks like they can do on-the-spot chemical analysis. This is terrible, but I have to sneeze. And I'm hoping the mute was on while I was sneezing there. The other one she sent us was making light from sound and how that could spot cancer and terrorists. So she says that looking at the sound of the skin could depict skin cancer before it ever becomes obvious. And there's just so much going on in this very, very short little article. It says they talk about terrorists too, but I think they're looking at people's intentions from the thoughts and the sounds coming from the head, that maybe their otoacoustic emission and what is really going on with that. We have been saying that for years. This little nano voice that you see here is going to show us how to do that. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk about people who lie and how to tell what kinds of lies. That was another question that came in today. What kinds of lies are going on? So light from sound could spot cancer and terrorists, and that is up here as one of the articles. We also put up an article, the one about WHO, and it is here if you want to go grab it off the internet, about people receiving kickbacks. That's just absolutely incredible that people that we're supposed to be trusting with our health, advisors received kickbacks from H1N1 vaccine manufacturers. A stunning new report reveals that top scientists who convinced the World Health Organization to declare H1N1 as a global pandemic held close financial ties to the drug companies that profited from the sale of those vaccines. This report, published in the British Medical Journal, exposes the hidden ties that drove WHO to declare a pandemic, resulting in billions of dollars in profits for vaccine manufacturers. Incredible article. This article totally kills the credibility of the World Health Organization. Now, I think there's been a lot of credibility of our government, of our pharmaceuticals, FDA, Homeland Security. We don't believe any of them anymore. They don't have our best interests at heart. One of the shows that I think is incredible is Big John Linskin. He's on the same network as Rumor Mill News. I can't remember which one it is. But he has a place for you to get your heritage seeds before they're not here anymore. And if they've taken your guns away, how you can build your own gun if you need it. I don't think that's the way to go, but that's an option for people. Because I think all of our freedoms are just getting dwindled away. Maybe something will happen now, because they have started on the reporters, that reporters have to have a license and approval from the government to write something, to be an approved journalist. Now, I just think that is, that's crazy. That's one of the things that we want to do with the Guardian Network that we've put together, is just, well, don't fight them, just go around them. You know, sometimes I think the best way to do something is just to go around it. I will give you an example from my own life, and forgive me if you've heard this before. But we live out in a rural community, and we get our paper every day out in the paper box at the end of our driveway. And when my girls were in high school, they used to have to do these public events, public news, and government class or whatever. And my husband refused to allow them to touch his newspaper before he got home. And sometimes he didn't get home till 11 or 12 at night, and they can't stay up that late to do their homework. They'd have to get up early and scramble and try to get their homework done before they had to go to school, which is really, really early, like 6:30, 6:45. And it was just kind of a crazy tense thing in our house. And I said, I am not dealing with this power struggle. He wants to read a virgin newspaper, let him. So I had two newspapers, delivered to our house or to our little box out at the end of the lane. And for another 50 cents a week, we had peace in our house. And it was just a struggle, a power trip on his part that he wanted to read a Virgin newspaper. And finally, when I found a solution that we'll just get our own newspaper here for the kids in school, he said, oh, I guess it doesn't matter, after months of just being very antagonistic, because sometimes the girls would try to get his newspaper and then put it back together exactly the way they found it. But that was hard. It was before the days of Xerox and copying and the Internet. So if they had to do an article, it was very hard. So for 50 cents, we had peace in our home. So I think we can do the same thing. If we can set up an alternative health system, then I think we can just leave them over there sitting in the sandbox and we'll do our own thing. But I don't think they're giving us all of the news. I consider that if people, and this was a question that came in like a couple of weeks ago, that if you don't tell all there is to tell, is it a lie? And I recently got something, an email from one of our representatives telling us how great and wonderful this new bill was for seniors and medical care for seniors. And this representative said, it's great and wonderful. Medicare is going to see that everyone's taken care of. And if you fall through the cracks with your medication before you're switching over to this new system, they're going to give you a supplemental check, and they're going to do this for you, and they're going to do that for you. And he made it sound absolutely wonderful and glowing. The problem is he didn't tell all the truth, that with the new system, these same seniors that he's trying to, senior citizens, that he's trying to assure that Medicare will take care of them if they switch over, he doesn't tell them that they're going to be rationed. He doesn't give them the bad with the good. And I have a thought about that, that if you're in a relationship with someone, working, governmental, partnership, whatever, if you don't tell them everything there is to know about a situation, you're leaving them unprotected. They can't make the right decision if they don't have all the information. Excuse me. And in relationships, if you don't tell your partner everything there is to tell them about what's real and what's good and what's bad, then you are creating a false image of who you are for them to care about. And then when the truth comes out, you've really got a problem. So if you care, if you genuinely care, you will tell the person all there is to know. And this representative who we have worked with, who sent me this information about how wonderful this new health care reform is withholding information. And since he voted for the law, the new health reform, I'm supposing that he read it, or at least part of it, before he put out a press release about it. So he knows about those hidden agendas, and he did not share it with people. I propose that he doesn't really care about the people, he cares about the agenda. And that's hard for me to say about this guy because I like him. But it's just not, it's not right. Two more articles and then we're going to go to questions that people have. And we also want people to call in to the show. If you have any questions, we can discuss things like diet, or if you just want to know what it's like to have this done, you're just curious, that call-in number, 347-850-1407, and we'll put you on the air. Remember when you call in, just to put your hand up, and we do have a caller, that I'll get to just as soon as I talk about these two other articles. One is Court Fines ANH-USA, and I don't know what that stands for. It's probably some health support organization, in a stunning victory over FDA. And this talks about a federal case argued for ANH-USA and other plaintiffs by Jonathan E. Mord and the E. Mord Law Firm. It was a remarkable seventh victory for E. Mord over the FDA in the area of allowable health claims for food or supplements. Unless reversed or appealed, the decision restricts the FDA's ability to place gag orders on the emerging science behind healthy foods and dietary supplements. Eileen sent this in. That's incredible, Eileen. It was also sent to us by a guy named Charlie, so I should mention that, because both of you had the idea that it was a good thing to share. Okay, one last article here, and this is from The Globe, and it's from Canada. 2 billion mass flu immunization program, a bust, figures reveal. It is wonderful to see this graph in here showing that in most cases, less than half the people stepped up to take this swine flu shot. So I think that is great. People are being educated. I absolutely love the internet, where we can get information to each other. So people were smart enough to not do this. It's from Toronto Globe. A $2 million campaign to protect Canadians against the influenza pandemic failed dramatically in parts of Ontario, Manitoba, and Alberta. Newly obtained figures show, with one of the country's top doctors acknowledging that public health officials neglected to properly organize the program. I just think doctors didn't want to be involved. So that's what's going on there. We have lots of questions, but we do have a caller. So let's see what that's about. Let me organize my papers here. Okay, caller, your phone number is 9683 on the end. You are on the air.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello, who's this?
This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Are you curious about what's going on with this show? Do you have a question?
I am curious about the weight loss program I've heard about.
Oh,
the diet program.
We have looked at that before. And do you want your voice done? We could look at that.
Yeah, I would love that. That would be fantastic.
Are you ready to talk about it? I'm hoping
that
people at home can see this. We are sharing a program called InVoice. It is the mother of NanoVoice. Nano gives you 5 or 6 paragraphs. The InVoice gives you 5 or 6 pages of information. So you're interested in looking at diet? Okay.
Yes.
Are you watching us on the screen?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you see a blue rectangle, and we're going to put your name up here. And S-H-A-N-N-O-N?
A-N at the end. S-H-A-N-N-A-N.
N-N-A-N. And a date of birth, and you can make it up if you want.
6/27/81.
6/27/81. And you're interested in weight management. Do you have a weight issue, either overweight or underweight?
I have struggled with being overweight my entire life.
Okay. Well, I am going to hit this little microphone button that you see here. And what will happen as you speak, there's a zero here now, but as you speak, information will be accumulated by the computer, and this works the same way with Nano. And we're going to look at several things. The note of D, you need that, is dopamine. The note of D sharp, actually the note of D sharp is dopamine. The note of E is epinephrine, and the note of F is serotonin. I'm going to move and turn off this music here.
So it doesn't get recorded on what you're doing.
And I'm also going to turn off my air conditioner. So that noise doesn't bother anyone. I want a very clear recording. And we use a Polycom, P-O-L-Y-C-O-M, 300 conference phone that is not filtered. So we're going to look at your notes as you speak about your weight issues. Now, I have this microphone hooked up, and when I hit OK, you start talking, and you watch that little zero up there, and you'll see these 12 columns start to fill up, and don't stop talking till that reaches 500, okay? Even
okay.
If you have to say today is and this is what my living room looks like and blah, da, da.
Okay.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Start. Go.
Okay. So I guess I'll talk about my weight struggle. I've always been a little overweight my entire life, and then I had kids, and I gained more weight, and it's been difficult to lose it, and right now, the highest weight that I've ever been, and I've tried diet, I've tried exercise, I'm very active with my kids, I try to eat healthy, and nothing seems to help.
Okay.
Oh, look, we're there already.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to put a dash one here in case you're going to come back and do it again. And the first thing we're going to do is just save this file under your name so we can find it again. And for those of you not watching, we have a screen in front of us with 12 vertical columns, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, and so forth. And we have some colors and some vertical line. Shannon has 515 hits, and we said we're going to look at D sharp, E, and F. Those are the three neurotransmitters that control weight. We're also going to look at D sharp, and this is the it is dopamine, but it is also amylase, and diastase is the note of C. So we can look at this, and we're going to teach you to do this in the Guardian program. We have a program called BioDiet that we're going to share. And in Shannon's case, she has a carbohydrate intolerance. So breads, wheat, cookies, crackers, noodles, those kinds of things. If we can get you to go off of those for at least 3 days, I think you will notice a significant change. And the way to prepare yourself for this, Shannon, is serine is an amino acid that is often the cause of this. And if you'll go to your health food store and get some phosphatidyl, P-H-O-P-H-O-S-P, I think, phosphatidyl, T-I-D-Y-L, phosphatidyl serine, it'll help those cravings and help keep you off of the carbohydrates and off of the cravings. And after 3 days, you'll be through, and then you won't want the carbohydrates anymore. One of the other things is don't try to start this in the middle of the day. The first carbohydrate is what's going to start your craving. And if you haven't already, you're going to develop issues with using fats, being able to eat fats without it causing you uncomfortableness right under your sternum, the bone right between your boobs. So that will happen, and you also have issues here with the use of minerals and the ability to circulate your fluids. So there's going to be some edema, and your processing, your body processing, is not going to be as timely as it should. It's going to be a slow metabolism. So does any of that fit any of your symptoms?
Yeah, actually, it has. The only time I've had any success with ever losing any weight has been to do a low-carb diet.
Well, there are some great digestive enzymes. I would suggest that you get one that is food-based because your system is sensitive to carbohydrates, diastase, amylase, those kinds of things. The parathyroid is likely in stress because your calcium is also very stressed. And so just everything's going to be slow in your system. Now, I am going to flip this over so to see a printout. Okay, this is what your printout, your personality says. You appreciate others who recognize your ability to be of service. You have high ideals and expect the same of others. Is that true?
Yeah, actually it is.
Being appreciated is especially important to you. You have more ideas than you can physically get done. You learn easily from your own mistakes. Any of that you?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Are you surprised that a computer program could show you this?
Yeah, I am. I've learned that surprises tend to, things that surprise you probably shouldn't surprise you after so many things surprise you. But, yeah, it's amazing that a computer program, just by listening to my voice, can tell me all these things that hit home.
Do you see this very high yellow column in the note of B?
Yeah.
That tells me you have circulation problems, and that tells me that is the major issue in your chart. Boy, I love doing this and getting feedback and getting to do it on the show. That's incredible. So, Shannon, if you would write to me at Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, on air, just on air, like on the radio, Sherry on air at Gmail, I will send you this report.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
We are going to go back. Well, I guess we could just open this up, and because I have a couple of questions here. I have a question from somebody who says, how can I tell using the Nano if I have allergies? Well, there definitely is a way to talk about allergies. And I will try to find this as we are on the air to do it. Say if you suspect that you are, oh, I spelled rabbit wrong. That's going to sound way out of left field, but there really is a reason for that. If you suspect that you are allergic to cheese, okay, sit down with this Nano and read, I'm going to place an article up here for you. I need to find out where this article is. And it's not coming up at all. There it is. Oh, it's not shared. There is the article. And it's called just from the Velveteen Rabbit. And I'm going to, before we leave, I am going to put this up for people, or try to, if I could really find out where this thing is. Because you read this short article, and it's the only time you read when you're testing allergies. You're going to read this article and a short one, or any passage that you want them to read, for that 500 hits, then, okay, eat a piece of cheese. Not only the cheese sandwich, because then you're going to be testing bread along with it. So eat the cheese or the ice cream or whatever thing you think you're allergic to, and wait about 10 minutes and look at the chart again. And what you're going to see I'm going to bring back the desktop here. You don't need to see my WebEx stuff that I'm doing. Okay, we're back to this chart. Now, allergies for cats and dogs, for instance, will be here at F and F. They'll be the highest note. F sharp and G also shows allergies. I'd have to take a picture of this, but you would see tall columns here, probably in red or green. So cat and dog allergies are F and F sharp. A lot of food allergies are F and F sharp. So you could figure out, like aspartame. I think aspartame is the note of D. So if you were thinking I'm allergic to aspartame, which is that little fake sugar, you could get one of those little packets. Read your article first, whatever you want them to read. This has to be the same thing again. Put some of that on your tongue. Hold it. Then almost immediately take another one because it absorbs from the tongue almost instantly into the system. So that's a way that you can test to see kind of what is going on. And I have a question from my email. When is the next Guardian meeting? It is June 13th. We are going to be discussing nutrition, providing you with the nutrition software and the class, and we are going to repeat that class again on June 20th and June 27th. We have decided to repeat the same class. I am wonderfully surprised that we have people from all over the world taking these Guardian classes. And one guy wrote in and says, I'm from Germany. That's too late in the evening. It's in the middle of the night. So we're going to repeat these at different times of the day for different people around the world. That is, and then we have a thank you from Shannon come in on the email. Well, that's good. So if you want to join us for that nutrition class, please just write to me at sherryonair@gmail.com or just go to the website, Guardians, Guardians, ofthepeople.com, and it'll give you a schedule and how to become involved. Oh, I have another question here. This is from Ray, and it says, I am moving and I need to miss the next couple of Guardian classes. What do I do about that? Well, you can either drop out temporarily of the Guardian network, but that will mean you will miss the software. You will have to wait another year or two to get that software. So I would think you want to stay as part of the Guardian and just send Kylie a note, this class at Vocal Profiling. I'll give you a phone number, 740-698-9119. So you can just say, I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be on vacation. When can I listen to this particular one? I'm going to totally miss it. And she will probably set up a special time for you to see it by yourself. And if that happens, there's a charge because we have to pay for the time on the air. But if she wants to come back and rewatch it with another group, we can do that. But you will miss the free software. Okay, I think that answers all of that. Next question here. Oh, there is another thing. I think Madeline sent this to us. I'm not sure. But she's just sending us a YouTube thing that I put on the chat, and it is about put on by Senator Jim DeMint, D-E-M-I-N-T, of South Carolina, and he wants us to know, it's a YouTube reference, that 94% of the bills that are pushed through the government without ever being read. They are pushed through on breaks and by unanimous consent. He says it has to stop because there's no online disclosure, no vote, no debate, no amendments, no reading of the bill. no budget scores, and he says this is how we're all getting screwed. We're all going into debt because people are really pushing this with late-night telephone calls or calls while you're leaving or on break, and it just cannot continue because they're asking for bills now to be passed in secret, and these are causing debt. So he wants that to stop, and there's probably some movement that people want you to write in and say, don't do that anymore. We got a problem here. And I think that's perfectly legit. 94% of bills are pushed through by some special interest group that really don't want you to know what the bill is. I think that is crazy. Okay, another question, and this is from Carol also, Carol M., and she says, we've talked a lot on the show and on our classes about A sharp and E being uneven and that indicating a lie. Now that we have pictures up, can you show us what that looks like? Well, just let me see if I can show what that looks like. I'm looking down through here to see if I can find somebody who's told a lie. Well, I'm going to have dead airspace if I don't hurry through this. I should have anticipated this lie thing. A sharp and E just has to be unbalanced, but also A sharp and E have to be the same color. This weekend, we had somebody talking to us, and his A sharp and E was very balanced, but the A sharp was red in color. So that would indicate to me that he was sort of trying to do something absolutely on the spot. Let me see if this one will show it. Well, this A sharp and E, move this little thing up so you guys can see. A sharp and E are kind of the same tallness, so there's not a lot of truth here, and it just may be that there's no need for truth here because it says it was just something testing. But the fact that E is yellow and A sharp is red is a red flag. And that's what this guy was doing this weekend when he was here. He was telling me how spiritual he is and how he wants to do best by us and blah, blah, blah. But his E was yellow, which means his words were mental. And his A sharp, his spiritual part of that, was red all over the place. So he was making up things as he went along. So the E and the A sharp are not very balanced. But I think I have some more examples here that we could look at on down the way. Janet Napolitano is the one that comes to mind because she often fibs. And I'm not allowed to call people liar, I guess. I think this might, yeah, here's one. Okay, I'm going to take this one down and put this one up. Oh, and I love this email that just came in. This is Nancy. I love it. I love being able to see this. Okay, that's good. That means we're kind of a success. Well, this is the same one, though. That's not the one I wanted to come up. This is number 43. And I probably will get better at this as we go along. That's not what is showing on my board as it comes up and looks like this. So it flipped someplace off on me. The reason this helped me this weekend is this guy was trying to tell me one thing. Aha, here it is. And his words were telling me something else, and I could have gotten in a lot of trouble had I believed this guy's words. Well, I need to know why that keeps coming up the same thing, because that is just aggravating me and showing my absolute incompetence. as to what's going on. Let's see if this one will come up. Well, that said the same one again. Let me just see if I can look at this board and not be a fool here. Okay, kill that one. That's why it's happening. It's just flipping back down to the same one. If I had somebody else here helping me, which I probably should hire somebody for next week, and do a look to see if this will work. There it is. Janet Napolitano. And you see E is almost missing. In this case, E is words. And E, she knows the words are false. When E is missing and it doesn't match the colors, then E is false. Okay, nice question. What do the colors mean? Okay, I think people are liking this. They're liking getting able to see it. Okay, let me make sure. You see that A sharp very high, and it's green. That indicates future. So false words of the future is how you could interpret that. And I've lost this square again. Don't want to have dead air. Boy, this would be a great way to have classes, I'll tell you. This is, the yellow is the fact person, the lawyer person. The fireman is the future, but they're also spontaneous. They also like their way. They are rescuers. But usually it's spontaneous when it's red. The blue is feel. And then the farmer is the green. And this is from one of your, you have to go one ahead here. One of the publications that we put out, that's probably online for you, what each of these colors mean. So thank you for that question. What do all of these colors mean? Our time is just totally getting away from us. That is absolutely incredible. That time just went that quick. So A and E, A sharp and E, are those indicators of the lies. So A sharp to E. I think that's about all I can say about that. Oh dear, I don't know if I want to answer this question. Well, I said I would. So, it was announced on some show that you were going to expose Kevin Trudeau as a liar, but you never showed up on the show. I can't remember what show it was. Is he a liar? Oh dear. Yes, I remember that was announced, that I was going to be on the show and say Kevin Trudeau was a liar. I asked those people to take that off because I did not agree to do that show. But tell me what good it would do for me to say Kevin Trudeau is a liar. He is a salesperson. He is a sales artist, because he's very, very good at what he does. But if I had said something like, and the question really came up, is he from the Brotherhood? Is he from Guardians? Is he from the Illuminati? You know, if I'd have said, yes, Kevin Trudeau is from the Illuminati, what would it have done? Perpetuated something that, I don't even know how to say that politely. I'll say it the other way. If I had said, yes, he has all these files against people, yes, he's with the Illuminati, you know, everything would be fine and wonderful, and Kevin Trudeau would go on. But the bad part of that was, if I'd have said, no, he's not part of the Illuminati, he's not part of the Brotherhood is not within his
network of people, what good would that have done? It may have gotten him killed. It may have, I just don't know. But that's not a good thing for me to say. You guys use this nano. You check it out yourself. Have his show on. It's the Kevin Trudeau Network. And if you want to know if he's lying about a certain thing or not, then you go in and you use the nano. I am not going to support or kill someone's relationship like that with the public because I just think it could put his life in danger if I'd have said, no, he isn't part of the Illuminati, he isn't part of this, or he is part of that. I just don't want to put people in that kind of jeopardy. Ah, another question about Kevin Trudeau. Is Kevin Trudeau's network, like the Guardian network? I haven't been inside. I don't know anybody that's been inside, and it's $1,000 to join. I just want to know if you know anything. Well, James, I've looked this up on Kevin Trudeau's site. It is $1,000 a month to join, and it was $250 a month to stay in. Now it's $150 a month to stay in. I think he has classes on how to make money and how to keep money, and I think a lot of it is you get other people to join that network, and you get part of the money. Now, I would look at that as sort of a pyramid kind of thing. We had this question come up last week on the show, do I get money for getting people to join? And we said, no, this isn't a pyramid scheme. This is just a love of what we do here. Boy, more callers. I just got this beep here. 2 minutes remaining. I cannot believe that this is 2 minutes remaining. I'm going to keep the show on the air and after the 2 minutes and go ahead and download some of these other articles to you. Okay, back to Kevin Trudeau. He does have a network. I don't know what it's called. Its initials are GIN. It's not Guardians, but it's something very similar to that. I was on a show with Kevin Trudeau in January 2nd, and that's where I proposed this Guardian of the people and giving away this software. Now, after that, I went on Kevin's show, and that's when I discovered this information system that he has. From what I understand, it's very fancy. From what I understand, he says there's Illuminati and Brotherhood people within that group. Is that true? You guys are going to have to make up your minds yourself by listening to him and what is going on. Is it worth $1,000? I'm being asked here by James. I haven't the slightest idea. That might be a question that you need to ask Kevin. And Janice just sent in a question. I noticed that he has a thing like Guardian. Is it the same as yours? You know, it's kind of the same kind of question that James answered. I think we're just going to continue the show for a bit. We have somebody else who has up their hand. I am going to open their mic. You have a caller who's numbers show up as 1111. You are on the air, 1111.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm not sure if I'm 1111 or not.
You are.
Okay.
Yes. You've probably just hidden your number, and that's what it comes up. So.
Okay. This is my first time calling in. And first time figuring out how to even begin to work this blog radio. So I'm just
That's
happy.
Awesome.
And I first of all wanted to thank you for the sharing gift that you are, bringing enlightenment to us. And a red flag went up for me when there was a question in what I was listening to about this Kevin Trudeau issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned about anybody who does a commercial or an infomercial, as it really were, And I don't know if people, your listeners know the difference, but infomercials are, they look like, they're set up like vignettes to look like something else. In other words, he's doing one that looks like a talk show, but basically they paid for the time and produced it themselves. And in this infomercial where he's talking about joining this circle or group of people he has, he went and learning beyond the secrets that Henry Ford had, and he's and Carnegie, and he names a lot of names like that. But he starts to tell people if they, you know, they may be sitting there by the TV whether they want to join or not. But other people pay $10,000 to go to the Swiss Alps to learn this by invitation only, and he's giving it for some 30% off or 40% off or whatever. But he never says the price of what he is, what it is. But he continues to call people losers. If they just want to sit there and listen to that, losers, if they want to sit there and listen to that. And it was so offensive to me that he would do that. It was such mind manipulation that I thought, wow, really, what's going on with this guy? And I just got the impression that more so than someone that was masterfully enlightened, he was a master marketer. And there is a big difference.
He is a master marketer. Do you remember what his initials is GIN, but I can't remember what Global Information Network, that's what it is. You know, and people have to make up their own mind, but you're certainly giving us some information to push us one direction or the other. I have never seen anything new in one of Kevin's books, but he does bring it together well.
Right. And I think what he's done is just repackaged old information using different words. And anyone who's on this level makes me think, well, he probably even paid somebody to ghostwrite. Neither here nor there, and to step out of judgment, my concern was, even in his presentation, what he has done. When you say that kind of thing to the very people who are listening to you, that's manipulation. That's not love. That's not someone who's acting in love to give information. And
I think a basic human trait is greed.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that that's what his infomercials are about. Have something nobody else has. Have something the government doesn't want you to have. I think his commercial on young kids learning to read was wonderful. And I've heard people say how great and wonderful he is. So this is an individual thing. I was recently asked to be a part of something that Kevin Trudeau was involved in, and we sent it to our attorney, and it was not a good thing.
Because you'd basically be giving up everything that you had rights to. I'm sure.
Pretty nearly.
Yeah.
So it's not something that we wanted to do. But, you know, I just don't want to get in an argument about Kevin Trudeau. I don't want to be sued.
No. And you know what? I don't, I'm sorry if it's coming across that way. My concern is that, my concern really is that what he is speaking about really is more of higher consciousness, and people have to be aware of what it is that they're listening to, and what is being the vibration that's being directed towards us, whether it's on the radio or whether it's on television, and the vibration of the words and the thoughts. And when someone is saying something like, you can sit there in front of your television if you want to, and if you continue to do that, if you want to continue to just listen to this and you haven't picked up the phone, then you're a loser. That was very telling to me, and I would hope that your listeners would really be in tune to that. That's the thing. Listen to and listen through the message, and listen in between the lines. It's kind of a concern for me, and I was just, it's not to get you out there to even think that you're going to be sued, but.
Well, it's made him a multimillionaire. So.
Yeah, well, it's worked for him, sure.
So a lot of people would think that success And it's the difference between man's world and God's world. What you
exactly.
and I are talking about is God's lesson and God's world and being in tune with God rather than being in tune with mankind as a whole. And, you know, money talks.
Right.
And when he talks about things beyond the secret, you know, there's a good lesson there. And we've talked about this before. And I want to let people know that the show is still going on. We're just not streaming, and it will be on archives. With the secret, and I've told this story before on the air, I was doing a show for Michael Beckwith from The Secret and at his Agape Church in California.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting ready to go on the air, and somebody came up to me and said, I'm going to be your guinea pig. And I thought, Michael had sent her, so I said, well, by whose authority? And she said, mine. The Secret said I could have what I want, this is what I want, and that's what's going to happen. And I said, what The Secret doesn't teach is that your rights stop where mine begins. And I have already chosen my guinea pig. And I saw she marched off mad. She didn't honor or respect this idea that we all have to live here together and not one person can have their way over the rights of others. So that's what this little nano voice does. If she had been talking into this nano voice when she said, this is the way it is and this is what it's going to happen, it would have shown all the holes in her voice that that's not what she really meant. You can't just go demanding things like that. And I should share with people my experience with Kevin. When I was on his show, when I was there, it was great and wonderful. When I listened to it afterwards, right before I came on, he was saying things like, I'm not sure about this, I don't know about this, I've never heard of this. He may have been doing that just to entice people to listen, because that's kind of the sales tactic for even the news shows. But I was exposed to Kevin's newsletter probably 3-4 years ago. And they contacted me and asked me if they could take a chapter from a book by Larry Trivieri called Health on the Edge and divide it into 3 sections and put it in his newsletter. And I thought that would really help get the information out about us. So it was 3 newsletters. $9.99 a piece for all these people. So he made per person nearly $30
mm-hmm.
from those newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't pay the author. He didn't pay us. But his email addresses nor phone numbers were in that email, but mine were. And for weeks, our staff did nothing but field negative
phone calls. Wow.
And try to send them back to his people and say, you really need to take care of this. And his response was, I'm selling the newsletter. I don't really care. Here's the numbers. And he wouldn't call people back, and they would call back here and call back here. I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt by thinking maybe the government bought his newsletter and just were abusing people's credit card names and numbers, trying to get him in trouble. You know, I don't know the whole story. I've tried to talk to his people about it. They're not interested in talking about it. But it left a very bad taste in my mouth of having to talk to 10 or 20 people a day and tie up our resources and our people about what they could do to get their money back from Kevin Trudeau. And finally, I brought a banker in and had him look at the situation, and he said the only thing is to have these people cancel their credit cards so he will quit taking money because he's not listening to stop. So that's my experience. I've had a very good experience to be on his show and then a very bad experience with his newsletter. But he says he has a couple hundred thousand people on his mailing list. Now you look at, let's say, 100,000 people, for $9.95, just say $10, 100,000 people at $10, isn't that $1 million a month?
Right.
That's a lot of money to give up, and that's a lot of lifestyle to give up. But he looks good. Dr. Caldwell that's with him is doing anti-aging things. I don't know what all is happening, but he looks good. He sounds convincing, but you really got to look underneath at what's going on.
Yes, yes.
And for you in The Guardian, I will commit to showing you some of the Kevin Trudeau printouts that we did. And if I don't remember to do it, you guys remind me, because we always have a little question and answer thing beforehand. And, you know, we have another email here of a person, and as I'm reading it and trying to talk to you guys at the same time, my answer to this woman is believe his behavior, not his words. And I would like to say that about Kevin Trudeau. Believe his behavior, not his words.
She said believe the behavior or read?
Believe, no, I'm reading her email.
Is that, in other words, the actions rather than the words?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And my answer to her would be, believe his behavior, not his words. Let me read the email. I can't give her an answer. But to me, this is about man's inhumanity to man. It's an email that came in, and I asked for it, you know. Well, not her, but I said, send me emails, and we'll talk about it. This is from Ashley. I just found out that my boyfriend has never divorced his last wife. I saw her on Facebook. She's very pretty and very slender and nice-looking. He said she was fat and a nag. We're having a baby in a few months, our second. He was married to her for over 10 years. He's such a liar. I feel incredibly betrayed that I was such a sucker to believe him these last 3 years. I only found out who she was because she sued him for child support. He hadn't contributed anything for the support of their family since he's been with me. He has a whole other life. I don't want to be with someone like this, but I love him. You know, take the nano and talk through all the scenarios and see which one gives you the best balance, because this lady is stuck. But I can't give her an answer except for her to go to the nano, but I want to say back to her, believe his behavior, not his words.
Mm-hmm.
If he says, I love you, prove it. You know, what's loving somebody? Ask him, what do you mean, what's loving somebody? But that's the same thing with Kevin Trudeau. I mean, all of this is coming together. Believe his actions, not his words.
Right.
He's been in jail for fraud. Has the government set him up?
I didn't know that.
Why would he? I'm just saying, have they?
Oh.
So go look on about fraud and crime and whatever, and believe his past, believe his actions, and do the same for me. I don't want to say go do something with Kevin that I wouldn't want to be scrutinized. Scrutinize my voice. Record this program and look at my voice at the same time when I'm talking about this. Your call was wonderful. It led to a lot of discussion. I wish there were more. Some of the callers have dropped off. But we are.
Oh, I'm sorry to take up so much time, but I really wanted to know, let you know that I've enjoyed the emails that I received, and I'll try to make sure to tune in, get up earlier, because I don't want to miss your show. I like it. I like what you're doing from what I'm reading.
Thank you. And I didn't mean to say you were taking up time. I think it was a very important conversation and what's going on. I have a thank you for calling. I have two more things that I think are important, because these are mail that I told people I would answer on the show. So you can just hang out there on the show.
Well, all right. I'll hang out and listen. Thank you.
I think it was Carol or Donna, I can't remember, but she wrote an email in saying that her son, I should have written this down, has been exposed to depleted uranium from shells, and what should she expect as a symptom? You know, I cannot tell you that. I just went to Wikipedia and looked it up, and it says it causes malfunction of kidney, brain, heart, and liver. Now, I looked it up in bioacoustic terms, and it comes out that it interferes with the thyroid. And the thyroid, this is a note right between F and F sharp, and interfering with the thyroid, the conversion of the thyroid hormones from T3 to T4 is where the trouble is going to be. But there is a lot of people who've come to this, to us with this depleted uranium poisoning. They can't find it. The symptoms are nondescript. And we had a guy a couple weeks ago. He came in intermittent fevers, tingling. He had been to every doctor on the planet, I think. Memory loss. His tongue swelled up. Intermittent, can't breathe, can't walk up steps. And almost instantly, our computer programs showed that he had Lyme's disease. And it turns out that he did. And it turns out he had Lyme disease in his brain, those little spirochetes. And so he's on his way to recovery now. But I think the thyroid is incredibly important. I think what we do is important, not with the nano, although you can look at it with the nano, the notes of, it'd be an F for the depleted uranium. Okay, and I told Kathy I would announce milk allergies, information about milk allergies. Now, if you're milk sugar intolerant, it's going to be an F sharp. If it is a gene that your body cannot look at, cannot handle milk, it's going to be a G. So F sharp and G are the frequencies you want to look at for milk allergies. But you're really looking at tetrahydrobiopterin and some other kidney issues there that is not doing well. And it's, the kidneys take care of a lot of those allergies. So those are the two that I said I would absolutely get to. Questions are pouring in. We're going to use them next week. I certainly love it that you guys were able to watch. Please send me your comments about all of it so we can look at it. And Jessica has sent me an email saying that she's just curious about the whole thing, and she wants her voice done too. Jessica, I would suggest that you go to Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, sound.com and have your voice done, but we're also going to do it here. So, Jessica, I am unmuting your microphone. We are going to go to our desktop.
Hello?
I hear you, Jessica.
Fantastic. I'm sorry I missed some of your show today, but from what I heard, it's really amazing.
Do you have, it says you're just curious about what all of this is. Are you a believer, or you just want to see it?
I think that this technology has a lot of applicable possibilities across the board, and I'm just really interested in learning a little bit more about how it works.
Okay, well, hold on. Can you see the screen? Are you watching?
I sure can.
Okay, I'm going to hit the microphone button, and I'm using a Samson mic. And see the zero here at the top? Now, that's going to go to 500, and everything will come in. I'll just do a general application for your voice. Okay, you ready to start?
I am ready to start, yes.
Go.
Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, the fleece is white as snow. How much longer do I have to go? Hello.
Okay, I'm going to stop this because one of our rules I should have said to you, no reciting, no singing, no counting.
Okay.
Because there's specific notes in there, and if you're just talking about, I'm going to start it over, and you can start about your, talk about your puppy dog in the background. Let me get your name up here again. Okay, we're ready, go.
All right, I have an Australian Shepherd named Ruby. She's the sweetest little dog in the whole world, and I love her so very much. And she has a little friend next door named Freya, and they are creating all kinds of havoc around my house today. We have two cats as well, Desi and Lucy, who are also personalities around the homestead. It's quite a circus around here.
Okay, I'm going to stop this because you're kind of getting the same stuff. I'm going to save it, just as Jessica. So what we have here is somebody in the beginning when you're talking about your dogs, you had a lot of blue. Did you see that?
I did.
And then you started talking about your cats, and it sort of got green and yellow. So there's a lot of emotion in your voice. You're all on the right side of the chart, so you're right-brained. You're very creative. You have a million of ideas coming at you all at once, and your issue is sorting them out. You also have a logical side on the right side of your brain, which is kind of unusual. And your best thing is carrying out plans. See all that green in that F sharp?
I sure do.
You are very good at carrying out creative plans. You do have a loss of the ability of using minerals. We should look at that. And there's some loss of circulation there. So let's just get a printout here. See if this will share. You push yourself and others to finish the job. You love new ideas, which means you have a project. Your highest note is associated with the expression of duty to work and accomplishment. You take pleasure in changing things for the better. Is that you?
That is me.
Isn't that kind of weird?
I would hope so.
Isn't that kind of weird?
That is really weird.
That a computer could look at your voice and just instantly pop that up.
It's really amazing, actually.
There's something in here. It's particularly bothersome when people use or borrow your property without your permission, but I think you'd give it to them if they asked. You could easily put yourself aside for others. So you must be a very giving person.
To a fault sometimes.
Well, usually with giving people, there's a lot of D, and your D is missing. So that tells me you don't tell people what you expect from them, and you sometimes feel left out that people don't notice what you need.
That's probably pretty true. Yeah, definitely, actually.
This is great. If you write to me at Sherry on Air, I will send you this report and the with the graph. And if you'd like to download the program, it's just at nano voice.org, and we could look at that.
Thank you so very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for being with us. I'm going to go back. Meeting in progress, not that. I just have one other thing here. It says, why don't you do your keynotes anymore? Well, it just so happens that I did the keynote for today. We just didn't get to it. But for those of you who have allergies to wheat, you might want to take some extra thiamin or some extra phosphatidylserine, because that's what's showing up in the next few days, an extreme allergy to the frequencies of wheat, and actually more than wheat, gliadin, any kind of carbohydrate, particularly for Shannon in the next few days when she has an allergy to carbohydrates. Stay off the man-made, and in this time, stay off some of the God-made carbohydrates like beans and lentils and that kind of thing. We are running late, but I loved it. I certainly appreciate all of you being here. I'm going to jump off the show, but I'm going to stay on the WebEx with you guys so that we can download this other article. So I'm going to end the show. You may not be able to hear me on WebEx. I'll try to fix that real quickly, but you'll be able to watch me put up that article. So thank you for listening. It's been great, and I think we'll repeat this. Just let me know how you feel about it, and we'll see if we can do it again and hire somebody else to help me push all these buttons so I don't feel so far behind. Thanks for listening. Okay, I'm going to see if you guys can hear me now. Not through the phone.